is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to The Masters of None.
Masters of None.
There's another podcast out there called Masters of None. Check them out. They're very funny guys.
Craft Radio.
This is Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Masters of None.
We talk about and debate the best and worst of pop culture, man. Interview celebs and often make offensive jokes.
This is a comedy podcast that they say doesn't suck.
Okay.
Masters of None.
Brought to you by the Simply Syndicated Network, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and live on morelikeradio.com.
What's going on, everybody? It's Masters of None. I'm Jay. With me is Mike.
Hi.
And Art.
Oh, cricket.
Art's not here this week, everybody.
Why?
Dave's not here, man. Art's, I don't know, he's going to Vegas or something?
He is.
I don't
he's
know,
got
what the fuck.
He's like interviewing people that he wasn't getting for our show, and he's. Are you noticing this, by the way, too? He's like interviewing all these people that are like, wow, that would be great to fucking talk to that guy, and I can never fucking talk to him.
We don't even get asked anymore.
I know. Hey, do you guys want to talk to? I know it might be 2 in the afternoon. Nah, forget it. Never mind.
I'm surprised he hasn't just left us completely.
I know. He started another podcast called, you know, like something really very close to ours. Masters of Art.
Yeah.
Or something.
Anyway, we're going to do a little topic roulette. We threw it up on Facebook and Twitter and said, hey, give us some topics. And you guys responded with gangbusters.
Yeah.
Is it with gangbusters or in gangbusters style? What?
Yeah, with gangbusters. I think it works, actually.
No, it's like gangbusters.
Like
that's
gangbusters.
What it is.
That is.
Like gangbusters.
With. I don't with. That's like you hang out with a motorcycle gang. Name gangbusters. That's what's on their jackets.
No, that sounds like a shitty like special police squad that was put together to like break up the Hells Angels. Except that they all died trying to do it.
They were wearing purple berets and they
what is this?
Fucked up.
Should we look up the origin of gangbusters?
Gangbusters.
This could be our first topic. What the fuck
what
does gangbusters mean?
Who let's talked see. About that ever?
All right. The use of the idiom like gangbusters, this is from The Grammarist, has become a little weird over the years. Originally meant with great initial excitement. It originally came from the mid-century American radio program Gangbusters.
Really?
Gangbusters here. Yeah, which began each episode with great excitement and vigor, i.e. lots of sound effects. And there's even a link to go hear it. But in the years since the show went off the air, the meaning of, like, gangbusters has come confused.
Set a lot of lasers.
We just wanted to know where it came from.
Two for so, Tuesdays.
Came from an old-timey radio show.
How about that?
Yeah. And somehow it morphed into whatever the fuck they're doing on the radio now.
Whatever we're talking about.
Yeah. So, there you go, kids. There's our first topic.
Fun fact.
What the fuck is gangbusters?
Fun fact.
So, we got a ton of awesome suggestions. Probably the best batch we've ever gotten, I think, for a topic roulette.
Yeah, these are good.
And we got them all to ourselves. Ourselvesies.
Let's do it.
Let's do this. So, start off, I guess, right from the top.
Yeah.
All right, pulling it up.
Oh, you got it?
All right. Here we go. So, Tim Saliani, Long Island beer guy, says, I'd like you to do a topic of the tenets of National Socialism. Or how it's worth ruining the back of your shoes over time if it means not bending over to tie them when you put them on by just jamming your foot in there and then working it back and forth. Which one do you want to tackle here, Mike? I could go either way.
Much like the shoes, I could go either way. You know what's funny about that? And I think, actually, unfortunately, Art would...
Socialism, you mean?
Art would... Art, I
funny
think...
Funny thing about National Socialism.
Art, I think, would actually be the voice of reason on this one, on the shoe angle.
True. Well, I'm sure he would be anti, you know, bending the bottoms down.
Big time. Only because, I don't know about you, but when I do that... Like, there's sometimes when I'm just fucking lazy and I, you know, I just want to put my shoes on. And I do that and I'm thinking to myself, God, that's probably really going to ruin that.
It's probably, yeah, my dad used to do that so much when I was a kid. I would just constantly look at his shoes and they would just be permanently with the backs bent down.
Really?
Yeah, you ever see those?
Yeah,
where they're just like, they're not even on. They're just sitting in the hallway with the backs bent down.
Yeah.
It's like, how lazy can you be?
You know what's funny about sneakers is there's this point in time with sneakers where, you know, you get a new pair of sneakers and you're like, oh man, I really want to treat these nice. I want to make sure you don't get them dirty. You don't want to make sure you don't want to do like whatever. And then there's that, like, there's some kind of level where it's just like, ah, fuck it.
Yeah, you give up. It's about a month in, usually. You just don't give a shit.
Is that what it is? It's a month?
You know what? A similar thing to whether you're going to do that or not is if you're going to wear them without socks.
Yeah.
If you're gonna go socks or no socks, because you know, especially like in the summer, you go no socks, those things are going to start getting ripe real quick.
Yeah.
Oh. And then you're just fucked once that happens.
Yeah.
That happened to me. Like last year, I started running like pretty hardcore. We did the Blue Point 10 mile. By the way, drinking a Blue Point pumpkin.
Oh, I drank my last pumpkin not but a day ago. Oh.
Yeah, I'm out of Oktoberfest, so I'm drinking my wife's pumpkin.
So fucking good.
Yeah. But last year I got into running, did the Blue Point 10 mile, which was the first 10 mile run I ever did. Did a half marathon. And I bought, you know, some nice, fairly expensive running sneakers for it.
Right.
And my wife's like, don't, you're not supposed to wear your running sneakers for everyday sneakers. I'm like, yeah, poppycock. So I wore them, you know, all day long, then ran in them all day long, ran in them. Soon enough, they fucking stunk to high heaven, dude. And I had to stop wearing them because they smelled so bad.
Is that... And that is...
And with socks all the time.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Always with socks. That's how bad, dude. I have to keep them out of my house in my garage because they stink so bad. I have to air them out, take, like, the insoles out, air them out, like, for, like, a month, literally a month or two, to where I can now walk by them without smelling them.
And that I think, is a litmus test of when you have to get a new pair of sneakers, is when you can actually smell your shoes. You can smell your shoes while wearing them.
Oh, yeah, dude. It was embarrassing. Like, I couldn't be in, like, because I do IT, and I'm, like, you know, in some tight office spaces and classrooms, and if someone's in there, it's like, you can smell it. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. It was embarrassing.
Yeah. And it's not like smelling your own farts where you're kind of like, oh,
no,
man,
it's not good.
No, yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah, farts, your own farts smell awesome, but nobody's own feet smell good.
No.
No, period. Feet and dirt, stank sneakers are the worst.
Oh, they're terrible.
The worst.
And they ruin socks. That's the other thing, too. I find not so much shoes, but socks. I have bought hundreds of pairs of socks, literally hundreds of pairs of socks, because after a while, shoes just ruin socks, pairs of socks after pairs of socks.
What do you mean by ruin? Like, they just make the socks smell so bad that you can't even wash the stink out?
It's really hard. Like, you're like, I just put these on today, and yet I got to put them in the, like, you're spending so much money, because I don't know, you own your house, obviously. I'm renting, so my washer and dryer is a pay washer and dryer, so every time we do a load of laundry, it costs us money, and it's like one of those things where it's like, why am I doing a load of whites when it's just nothing but fucking, I own, my sock drawer is probably 40 pairs. Which is not normal.
Nice.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I want to just get some new feet. Forget the sneakers. Yeah, I've always had smelly feet, dude. Always.
Why aren't they?
And we'd always, I mean, I worked at, like, you know, I lived in Brooklyn, but I worked like in Queens down by the beach there. I worked at like a surf club.
Yeah.
Kind of like they did in Saved by the Bell in the later years.
Oh, you know,
they all worked at a little beach club.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like that. And it was, I don't know, it was just, I guess, de rigueur to just not wear socks. And I have like these like canvas, just Nikes, almost like skate shoes kind of. And, oh, Christ, dude. I can't, like, cadavers would be like, dude, fucking those things stink.
Yeah, dude. Oh, here's some fucking gold bond.
Horrible.
Do this.
Horrible. I'd clear out a slaughterhouse with my sneakers. So, Tim, we hope that answers your question about the tenets of social nationalism.
Yeah, there you go.
National, what was it? National socialism?
Socialist nationalism. works.
Social studies.
Economics. You're win. You win.
Trickle down. Something D-O-O.
Voodoo.
Economics.
Economics.
Lori Spitz of the lovely Mustache Brewing Company.
I'm attracted to Lori. I'm going to say that right now. Yeah.
Wow, you're putting that out there.
Putting it out there. She's an attractive lady.
Wow.
She is. I mean, first of all, she's redhead, which I like. But
and a married lady as well.
What's that?
Point that out.
What's that?
And a married lady.
That. Yes. Well, so I'm a married guy, so whatever.
Okay.
Just I'm throwing it
That's
out
true.
There. That she's right. She's an attractive lady. She's got red hair, and she's starting her own brewery. I mean, that's hot. That's hot.
It's the trifecta
it
of hotness
is.
For you.
It's fucking. That's it.
Oh, I'm just going to have a drink real quick.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving right along. Oh, she just wanted to know what the world would be like if Tim Saliani became a hardcore right winger.
Now, who is...
I don't have the answer to that question.
Who is Tim?
Tim is one of the local homebrew guys down there.
Uh-huh.
He's big in the beer scene, and he's hilarious because I think he's done some stand-up and stuff, but he's hilarious because his entire Facebook page is just him ranting and raving and, like, saying awful things.
Yeah.
And then, every, 20th post will be, a picture of his daughter, in a Mickey Mouse costume. you can't have both. You cannot do that. That is against the laws of Facebook.
I noticed a lot of times when he posts something, there's a lot of people reposting going, I can't believe you would say this. This is stupid.
Yeah.
A lot of people get
it's
angry.
It's always something over the top and provocative that causes much outrage.
Yeah.
By I don't know who follows him at this point. It's like, don't you know what he's going to do? Because I know what he's going to do, and I've only known him for a year. I don't know. Carlos Carmona wants to know what Halloween costumes one should try this year.
Oh, good question.
I've just started thinking about mine.
Yeah,
the minute that opening kickoff goes in football, it's like, oh, time to start thinking about a costume.
You got anything good?
I don't know. I mean, me and my wife usually do some sort of obscure cult reference type costumes.
Yeah,
last year we did the True Romance.
Love that. That was a great costume, by the way.
I was thinking maybe we try David Cross and Portia de Rossi from Arrested Development. That could be fun.
Ooh,
that's going to require a lot of work on my part. Zero work on her part. Which I don't like.
Yeah, you got to do a bald cap.
Bald wig, but with the side hair. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to need a fake mustache. I don't know. That was one of the first ones that just came to mind.
My wife...
What about you? You got anything in mind yet?
Yeah, my wife threw out Dr. Teeth and Janice from the Muppets.
It's so hard to do, though.
Very hard. And I was, because the minute that we have any ideas, I usually go online and I look up other people's versions. Yeah.
Or the best version.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I've seen maybe one good one of the Muppet Band.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
And it was ridiculous. It looked like something they would be wearing it the Universal Studios.
Very hard. Very hard.
Yeah. It's impossible to do that with your human face. Mm-hmm. You'd have to build the mask.
Yeah.
Which requires an insane amount of fucking skill that I'm sure you don't have.
the other thing I always...
Nor do I.
Yeah. No, but the other thing I always thought was, if you were going to do something like that, you usually do a human interpretation of...
Yeah, but it's just weird. It just makes you look creepy and weird.
Yeah,
exactly. Because they have huge heads, they have tiny, skinny arms, crazy costumes, and they don't look human whatsoever.
But not to mention the fact that Dr. Teeth has green skin.
Yeah, that's the other thing. And anything that requires you to paint your skin a completely different color, aside from a clown, does not work. And especially if it's not a human. Like Smurfs. Nobody has ever pulled off a Smurf costume.
Right. No, you're absolutely right.
Unless you buy a full head mask.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks it's a great, simple idea. Wear a blue shirt, paint your arms and your face blue, and white pants, and the sock hat, and you look like a Smurf. No, you're just like a weird, creepy human being.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, it doesn't work. It's they're great ideas, both of them. To do Smurfs, do Muppets, fucking awesome.
Yeah,
but it's impossible.
The other thing
impossible.
The other thing that we thought of actually on the way home tonight was, Cousin Jay throws this huge Halloween party every year, and
yeah, and someone did the Muppets, the band, a couple years ago, didn't they?
I think so.
Yeah, they weren't very good.
No, but the one thing we thought about was every year Jay has at his party, he has this battery operated ghost. Did you guys see it at all?
Oh yeah, yeah, the rapey the ghost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rapey the ghost, the one that like it yeah. automatically fondles people.
Yeah,
in inappropriate places.
It's ass high, and it just has like two arms that just
yeah.
are like with fingers pointing up that just move up, yeah. like right towards the holes, any hole that's available. Rapey the ghost will just goose you. You're not looking.
Well, apparently somebody stole Rapey the ghost. Last year.
I thought someone was going to take it and like modify it to make it even more badass. No, it was basically like a ghost, a little like mini robot, like on a Roomba.
Yeah.
So it just kind of wanders around.
Right. Exactly.
And just sticks fingers in holes.
DJ Roomba. Rapey Roomba.
Which reminds me of a roommate I had in college. Just kind of wander around the bar, aimlessly knocking into things, sticking fingers in holes.
But we thought it would be hysterical if we all dressed up. And when I say all, I mean like us. Because Jay apparently was very upset that somebody took Rapey the Ghost. So we thought it would be funny if all of us dressed up as Rapey the Ghost. And just moseyed around his party, sticking digits up people's holes.
Should all wear like rollerblades too under it. So you could just kind of glide around.
That's a great idea. Rollerblades. I love it.
That's funny.
Yeah, but other than that, I really don't know. Like, she wants to do a couple's costume. I'm cool with that as long as we can figure out something that's good. Because most right. of the times I can think of something really great for myself, but I can never think of anything good for her.
Yeah. Your cousin Jay's were good last year with his chick. What did he do? Darkwing Duck and Launchpad McQuack.
Yeah, that was good. That was
a great idea. That was good.
Yeah.
I was thinking, you know, we're thinking, you know, automatically start with stuff you like or stuff that's popular. You know, we're thinking Walter White and Skyler, but depending on how that ends. That could be good.
You know, right.
You know, whatever, however that man. But again, bald cap, most likely. And plus, it's been played out the last few years. Like, everyone's kind of doing the Breaking Bad. We're thinking Dexter and Hannah, again, depending on how that ends up.
Yeah.
That could be good. But these are all, again, I got to do all the work, and she just is a hot blonde chick for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Tough this year. What I don't know. I mean, what else is trendy this year?
I don't know. There's usually a clip.
I wanted to do with my daughter is I would be Wreck-It Ralph and she would be the little girl.
That'd be kind of fun. Oh, that's a great idea. That's a great idea.
But then my son gets left out.
And then the doctor's bill comes.
Yeah, I told my kids to be Tom and Jerry, except my daughter would be Jerry and my son would be Tom.
Yeah,
like the opposite.
Right.
She's a huge Jerry. He's a little Tom. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's tough.
I think it'd be fun to do. I mean, yeah, it's tough.
This year is this.
As you get older, the costume ideas get less and less.
Well, because usually there's a clear cut. Like that's the other thing too. Like there's a. You know, these past years, there's been a clear cut. Oh, that's definitely going to be a Halloween costume. You know, like, I can think of, like, the Joker from Batman and shit. Like, you know, everybody wants to do, like, one costume. But this year, I can't think of anything that's, like, you know, the trendy Halloween costume. You know, what's trending this year? I don't even know.
Yeah, I mean, what was it? Iron Man? Superman, those are pretty much tried and true. Iron Man's impossible unless you buy like the mega awesome costume.
Yeah.
Otherwise you look like a schmuck. And then Superman's just fucking just been forever.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
No,
you're on your own, Carlos. How about that?
We'll figure it out.
We'll tell you when it gets closer.
Yeah, we'll let you know.
Yeah. Also, if you're looking for the results from the pot versus beer debate, that'll be on next week's show.
Yes.
Guess the other one, that one hasn't come out yet when we're recording this.
That was a fun one.
Chris Bruno, our old pal from WNNJ,
hey!
Who worked in radio in New Jersey. Her topic idea was cheese.
That's important.
All right, give me your top Top three cheeses. Go.
I'm going to say mozzarella, Munster, and provolone.
Munster, really?
I love Munster cheese.
Nice. I'm going, really? Is that the one that smells like feet? It smells like my sneakers.
No, that's what's the one that smells like feet? I forget what it's called.
Swiss?
I hate Swiss cheese. Swiss cheese is definitely at the bottom.
I'm going... me too. I hate it. Hate it. I'm going brie, mozzarella, provolone.
Is it too warm in here for the brie? Is it?
Fucking love brie. That's the shit. One of the best times ever. Best memories. Me and my wife sitting in Paris, across from the Père Lachaise cemetery, where Jim Morrison is buried. A little bakery, little cheese store right next door. Buy a nice baguette, hot, warm, right out of the oven, and buy a little wheel of brie, and just fucking sitting on the bench, looking at the cemetery, just fucking eating cheese and fresh bread.
Wow.
In Paris.
Wow.
Fantastic.
That is
the best.
Hell of a memory.
That's just like what you did in Ireland, right? With the Irish head. You and Nicole and your honeymoon?
Yes. Sans the...
It's very similar, right?
Sans the cemetery. We just saw, you know, Ed's liver deteriorating in front of us.
Well, Ed's backyard probably unofficially qualifies anyway, I would imagine.
Cemetery of broken dreams.
All right. There's your cheese. Dave Schultzer, our pal at Belport. Dave from Belport Beer in Long Island. Poor personal hygiene. That's the worst.
Oh,
I don't get. Do people not smell themselves when they smell bad?
Well, I think it goes hand in hand. I think it goes hand in hand with what we were talking about before with you know, with feet or smelling your own farts or whatever. Like, it's one of those things where I think for the most part, if it's your own body stench, you don't notice it as much. But other people, like, and
really, because I'm like hyper aware of my own stench.
Really. Yeah, I mean, I mean, you notice it, but maybe you're not as bothered as much. I don't know. It's one of those things where I truly think that on a primitive level, we are attracted to people based on pheromones. Like, I think that if a person smells a certain way, like if you smell a person, then you're attracted to them in a certain way. I don't know. I truly believe that. I truly believe that there's still some essence of like primitive, you know, being in us then in that. And then sometimes like you smell somebody and you're like, oh fuck. Like even if somebody doesn't have, you know, what's the worst is fucking bad breath. Like if somebody has terrible breath, or if somebody just has not good breath, it's not even horrible, but if it's not good, if you get a hint of that, forget it. It's over. You know what I mean?
I don't remember the last time I've experienced anyone with bad breath. Usually I don't get that close to people.
Especially if it's like at a bar and it's loud and it's supposed to be trying to talk to you and you're like, oh my God, dude, this guy needs a fucking Tic Tac. Shut up.
I have not been in a situation like that in a long time.
Really? Oh man. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe I just smell people's breaths like from a mile away. I don't know. I get that sometimes though.
Yeah. See, I hate stinking, and I'm a pretty stinky person, and I can smell it, and I'm repulsed by my own stench.
Yeah.
Sometimes farts are fine, but like, just I don't know, just yeah, I can't take it. I'm just hyper aware of it.
Do you ever have those farts? It's like,
I mean, I'm not like cologne guy or anything, but I don't want to smell bad.
Me neither. You ever have those farts that like,
what's that?
There's like these farts that like twice a year. I think it's like twice or three times a year. You'll have these farts where you're like, "Oh man, I disgust myself." Like I fucking hate myself.
Oh yeah, I had him this week in jury duty. I don't know if you saw me post it Facebook, but I wrote, "I predict 12 angry men at jury duty today based solely on the scent of my farts." I had some wicked ones, dude.
Yeah, that was like fucking sewer farts.
Like, if seriously, Yeah, like, oh, like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, farts that are so bad that, like, you don't want to smell them, but then you're like, wait a minute, I got to smell it. Is that really that bad? Oh, my God. Like, it is that bad. But then you're like, it's like, look away. No, I can't. Like that kind of thing. It's like a,
car,
anal car crash.
Car crash farts. Like you, that's fucking great.
It's like an anus accident scene.
Oh shit.
But yeah, I mean, luckily I was able to keep them tight, because you're locked in this little room with these people.
Yeah.
Most of the day it's rough. Like, seriously, these were like contempt of court farts if I had let them go in the courtroom there. The other jurors just getting up, yelling objection.
I hold myself in contempt.
Bullshit. Yeah, that's funny.
Terrible.
Oh, shit.
Dave says he did want us to wax philosophical. Maybe he was talking about, like, body hair, like that kind of hygiene. I don't know.
Do you, well...
I've never waxed anything, have you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely. I've gotten the old.
Really, you've waxed? What do you wax?
Oh yeah, I've gotten the. I've done the back a couple times, because you know I'm not like crazy hairy on the back, but there's a little bit of residue there that I got to get taken care of. So, I do it. I do. You know what the thing is? So
you go to a place to do it?
Yeah. I don't do it myself. That's just terrible.
You don't have the wife do it?
No. Absolutely not. No, it's just one of those things where it's like it's not even a request by her. It's, you know, in fact, like she's one of these people that's just like, oh no, that's cool. That's you're a guy. That's how it's supposed to be. And I'm just like, no, that's fucking gross. Ew.
Yeah, I agree. It's gross.
Yeah. So
my wife's the same way. She doesn't really care.
Yeah. She doesn't give a shit, but in the meantime, I'm like, ew, no, fuck that. So I go and I get it taken care of, and then she's like, oh, that's very nice, and I'm like, yeah, okay, great, exactly. Whatever. It's my preference, but you end up reaping the benefits. I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. It feels good though, doesn't it? Too, like, you put a shirt on, it just feels like all smooth. You're like, yeah, this is nice.
Oh, it's great. Oh.
Isn't it the best?
It's the best. And
imagine having a vagina waxed. How great that must feel.
Oh, although getting it done is probably the most painful thing on the planet.
Yeah.
I mean...
See, I'll only... Like, my back's not bad either.
No.
But, like, probably, like, the beginning of the summer and, like, midsummer, I'll have my wife take the buzzers to it. Do it.
Oh, yeah.
Just the buzzers, like, the hair buzzers, just on, you know, no blade.
Yep.
And that's it. Done.
Yeah.
About 5 minutes. But, yeah, it's the best. It feels so good.
Yeah. I'll go, you know, two, three times a year to a place, get it done, you know, spend $50 or whatever, get it done. It's like a fucking baby's ass.
You should try the buzzer method, because you don't even have to spend the $50, and I'd say it feels just as good.
Yeah?
Do you have the hair buzzers, the clippers?
I do. I kind of feel weird, though, having somebody else do it, though.
Yeah, it's not bad, dude. It's not like she's shaving your ass hair.
That's true.
it's just buzzer, you know? It's
yeah,
like here.
Yeah.
Because I'll have my wife just, like, clean up, like, the back of my neck sometimes, you know? Like, when you're, like, overdue for a haircut.
Oh, yeah. That I love. I get that done at a haircut every time.
Yeah. But, it's not bad. You throw a towel down, you ever buzz it, you're done in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
One time I shaved my chest just because, I had to do... It was actually the Halloween where me and Art did Dust Till Dawn. We did the Gecko Brothers.
Yeah.
Because I had to wear, like, he wears, like, a tank top, like a wife beater. Like, goes way down low. And I'm like, I'm going to have this fucking, like, Tom Selleck tuft of hair sticking out of there. So I had to, like, shave it down most of the way. And then I was like... And it just looked ridiculous. I was like, this is fucking stupid. So I just did it all.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a mistake.
Oh.
That shit was so itchy when it grew back, dude.
Really?
And then I just looked horrible because I'm kind of chubby. So it was like the hair kind of covers up the grossness. And
yeah.
I just had like these weird, like prepubescent, like Rachel Ray girl tits. was awful. I looked like a chubby seventh grade girl. It was awful. It's horrible. That's what Rachel Ray's husband sees every night. Poor guy.
Poor guy.
I can't even cook that well. My 30-minute tears.
Although that's part of the reason probably why I think Rachel Ray is just a dirty skank. Like, I literally think she just fucking swallows cock. Like, just loves it. She's just deep.
She probably does. She's probably fun. She's probably game for anything.
I'm all on that one. Mm. Oh, man.
Nice. Woo! All right. Let's see. Carlos also says, topic is what stuff art needs to take care of. take care of that art. Yeah, some guests. That's what we need
to
take
care of. We need more guests. Thanks, Art. Appreciate that.
Shannon Provost, one of our longtime listeners, she says, Uranus.
Like the planet?
The planet. The planet Uranus.
So is that still classified as a planet?
Yeah, Pluto got the boot.
Pluto got the boot. Okay.
Uranus.
Now, have you ever heard about this? there's a movement, and I don't know if it's just from the political correctness police, but there's a movement to have Uranus be called I don't know if I can pronounce it right. It's like Uranus. Is that it? Yeah, Uranus.
Why, to stop third graders from snickering in class?
Exactly. That's the only reason I can think of. Yes, Uranus or something like that. This is a thing. I'm not even making this up. There is a thing where they're trying to make a movement to have the pronunciation of Uranus made to Uranus. In order for that exact thing, I think there's enough people that there's enough third grade people that have snickered at it enough where they just completely give up on astronomy altogether.
Is that what's ruined our space program?
I believe so. That's why we have to hitch a ride with the Russians if we want to go anywhere. Yeah. We just can't get past the Uranus part.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I did not hear that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I always like Uranus because it I think it has rings, but like it doesn't have like the awesome rings that Saturn has.
No.
It's just got like little rings.
Yeah, it has those.
It's no props for that.
No, it has those, it has those budget rings.
It's like Jetson style rings, like just one single ring. Like everything on the Jetsons had around it. It's like, here's something we got to draw with a circle. I know, put rings around it.
I love that.
That'll look like the future.
The future has rings.
Everything that's circular has rings on it.
It's true.
In the future.
It's true.
All right, that's enough about Uranus, I think.
Yep.
Did that. Let's see. Andy Austin, a friend of mine from the stand-up days here, once says, why Robot Monster is secretly a masterpiece.
What's Robot Monster? I don't know what that
Robot
is.
Monster is apparently an old... I asked that question, and he says it's an old 50s sci-fi movie. And if you just do a Google on it, Mike, you'll see the trailer come up.
I'll do
Robot
it.
Robot Monster 1953 trailer.
Okay.
Shall we watch this together?
Sure, hold on.
Can you get the audio into the show?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Tell me when to, let's see if there's a commercial on it. Yeah. Can you play the audio in the show as we talk over it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to load it up and hit pause. That was a commercial, of course.
Yeah. All right. You ready?
Yep. I got new science fiction thrills on the screen.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, go.
your science fiction.
New guy. Science fiction thrills as the robot monster stalks the Earth. And as he said, to destroy humanity. It's...
Moon monsters.
It's a guy in a gorilla suit with a, like one of those old-timey summer, like diving helmets on. That's all it is.
What the hell is happening?
Raping!
That was the original horror movie Woman Falling. She literally ran a foot from the robot monster and fell, and then he just picked her up.
All right.
So wait a minute. The robot monster said, "Very well." He speaks really good English.
See, prehistoric monsters, return to Earth.
There's always, they always throw in a giant lizard thing, like in every old movie.
What was that? Ooh, the kid just fell.
A little kid just tripped on a rock for no apparent reason.
Wow.
Robot, wow. That was interesting.
I want to see that. Robot monster.
Yeah, we'll link that, or you can just Google it yourself. We'll link it on the show notes.
Please.
Thanks for that, Andy.
Seriously.
It may be a masterpiece. We're going to have to get into that. Maybe I'll be robot monster for Halloween. My wife will be that lady who falls every foot that she runs.
As you should.
Yeah. Mark Perez, our pal from the Poser's Guide to Gay episode, which got tons of awesome feedback.
Yeah, it did.
People love that.
That was a fun time. That was actually a really fun time.
Yeah. He wants to know the guilty pleasure films of the Mon crew, the Masters of None crew.
Oh, man. All right. Guilty pleasure. I always thought that Last Dragon was a guilty pleasure of mine, but I guess not.
It's almost beyond guilty pleasure. I think people just love it.
Oh, God. It's so good.
I think it's gone from guilty pleasure to cult classic at this point.
But do you mean guilty pleasure like it's something like usually reserved for like a chick flick or something, or...
I think anything that's generally shitty that we like to watch, that we secretly like.
Shit. I gotta think about this for a second.
That we should feel bad about.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, we all know this one, Caddyshack 2.
Yeah. Yeah, that's yours. That is totally yours. Wow.
I just fucking love it.
Yeah.
One day we'll debate it, but... Or we'll do a commentary on it. I don't know.
I would love to do a commentary on Caddyshack 2. I think it'd be fun.
Yeah, it's... I mean, it's just one of those movies I just saw as a kid. Like, we first got cable. It was on all the time.
Right.
And I just thought it was funny.
Right.
It's silly. It's silly and stupid. It's not nearly as funny in the same way the original one is funny. It's a completely different movie. And it shouldn't even be a sequel. It should just be called something else.
Now, did you... When you saw Caddyshack 2, did you see the first Caddyshack prior to that?
I probably didn't. I'd have to check the dates on it.
Yeah.
Let me look up when that came out.
Because that...
Caddyshack was like 79 or something, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Caddyshack was old. But that may...
Caddyshack was 80. Go ahead.
That may say a lot about the degree of which Caddyshack 2 was a guilty pleasure. Because if...
Yeah, Caddyshack 2 was 88, so... Figuring,
okay.
Yeah, I got cable right around 89. Yeah, that makes sense. So that, yeah, it would have been fresh on there, and I would have been about 13. So probably did not see Caddyshack at that point.
Wow. Yeah, there you go.
Because these are the days of just videotapes at the video store.
Yeah.
And not having access to, like, any sort of rated R movie, let alone a comedy, back in the day. So, yeah, I probably did see it first.
Yeah, so that probably explains a lot, but... Still, it's one of those things where you kind of go back and you look at it and go, this is a piece of shit. It sucks.
Two stars on IMDb.
Oof.
What do you think it gets on Rotten Tomatoes? Give me a percentage. Take a guess.
I'm going to say 46.
46. I'm going to say like 21.
No, I'm gonna say 46 just because I think a lot of people around our generation probably had the same experience with Caddyshack as you did. Uh-oh. Maybe we're like
5%.
Five. We're way off.
Samsonite. That's the tomato meter from the critics, right? But the audience, 24%. So
okay.
I fucking nailed that.
All right.
But yeah, 5% on the critic side.
5%.
Wait
Jesus.
A minute. One person gave it a fresh.
You know what that means? That means that probably 4 out of the 6 Leprechaun movies got more of a fucking percentage than that piece of shit. That's funny.
Wait, let me find the one positive review for Caddyshack. Here it is. Okay. In defense of Caddyshack 2.
The title of the article is defensive.
Let's see if I agree. Let's see how long this is first of all. It's a full page article here. Let's see. Every so often some website takes a poll to see what the worst sequel of all time is. Without fail, one that always comes near to or at the top is Caddyshack 2. Cited as a prime example of everything that's wrong with cinematic follow-ups. And I agree, as a sequel to Caddyshack, it's terrible. But as its own movie, it's fine. Even the people who made and star in it will tell you that it's terrible. There's just one thing, I've always enjoyed it. I'm not going to make any rational argument that it's a good movie. It's not. I'm not going to also not going to claim that it's so bad it's good. I do, however, believe that it has a rather specific entertainment value when looked at in a certain light. It's entertaining in a way it doesn't even know, much less intend. This is good. I'm going to have to read this. This is like a whole manifesto.
This is just before he shot up a bank.
Yeah.
He wrote this.
When I watch Caddyshack 2, I don't think, wow, this movie sucks. I giggle at it. I think, wow, this is wonderfully wrong-headed. What does that even mean?
He just made up a verb.
Yeah, in some respects, it's a very funny picture, just not in the way it hoped to be funny. And in the end, does it matter why you're laughing? What counts is that you are indeed laughing. I'm going to agree with that. I'm going to favorite this. And I may type a response to this article from February of 2011.
As you should.
From the one critic who liked it, and it got 0 comments on it.
It was written by a long-lost brother of yours.
Oh, written by John Mason.
Hey.
Don't know if there's any relation to Jackie Mason.
That's funny.
No, not written by John Mason. Yeah, that's my guilty pleasure. What's yours?
Oh, man. I gotta think of that for a second. You know what? Actually, you know what's a movie that I will I gotta take up. Sorry. That I will watch from beginning to end every time it's on is Sneakers.
Is that a Corey Haim?
No. Sneakers is with...
Yeah, you quote this one often. Was this a Stephen Tobolowsky joint?
Yes!
Yeah.
Stephen Tobolowsky's in it. Robert Redford, Sidney Poitier, River Phoenix, Dan Aykroyd. Who else? Fucking shit ton of people. What's his name? The guy who does the voice of Darth Vader. I can't think of his name.
I just gave Caddyshack 2 5 stars.
Of course you did.
And I put, yes, please post to Facebook.
Yeah, everybody's in that fucking movie. And I will watch it from top to tails. Oh, Ben Kingsley's in it. Everybody's in it, dude. It's a throwaway movie. It's one of these movies that is like, it's just, you know, it's forgotten about, you know. It's like the equivalent of whatever that movie was with Robert De Niro and Marlon Brando and Edward Norton. Remember that movie? It was called like the Package or The Getaway or some shit. And
no,
it was like
clue.
It's like one of those things where it's like, wow, the cast is amazing, but the movie is so forgettable. And that's exactly what this movie was. It was like the modern, it was like the late 80s, early 90s version of like Ocean's 11, you know, where they just had all these fucking stars in it. and, right. and you know, a little bit past their prime.
I got another one for me. The Adventures of Ford Fairlane, the Andrew Dice Clay.
Oh, wow.
Fucking love that movie.
Yeah.
Love it.
Nice.
I could probably do every line from it. Love it. All right. Let's move on. We got a ton to do still. Ethan Munter says Bridges, Golden Gate versus Jeff.
Oh, hands down.
Yeah, Jeff Bridges, of course.
Come on.
That's ridiculous. Nobody commits suicide off the top of Jeff Bridges, do they know? Next.
Very nice.
Carlos with another one. Top Breaking Bad moments.
Oh.
Mm. Is it too soon?
So hard. So hard to fucking do. Are you caught up?
Yes, I'm caught up. I'm so caught up to the point I'm actually watching it live with the fucking commercials, which I haven't done for any show, and I don't even know how long.
Dude, this past week... here's the thing. I don't know about you. I don't know if I'm going to be able to take this. I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle this fucking season finale.
Yeah, at this point, we got two left, right?
Yeah, two left.
And The Last Dexter's on this Sunday night, too.
Yeah, and I could fucking give a shit, honestly, at this point. I know what's going to happen. I know exactly what's going to happen in Dexter, by the way.
I know, don't tell me.
Yeah, I know.
There was like a leak or something?
Yeah, there was a leak, and it's exactly what's going to happen, and I'm fucking pissed, and it's stupid. But Breaking Bad, I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle this, dude. I don't even know if I'm going to...
For me, it's easy. The top moment is, I'm just going to say, how it ends with Gus Fring.
Yeah, that was
that
cool.
That should have been the end of the series. I mean, I can't wait to see what happens, but that was the pinnacle. That was it. That was maybe the greatest scene in TV history, I think.
That was intense. That was definitely intense.
Because it happens, then you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
And then the reveal, and holy fuck, that's insane.
That scene became a holy fuck scene when Hector starts ringing the bell, and you can hear that it's not the same ding that it usually was.
And what you think's going to happen isn't happening.
And it's just muffled.
The fucking tension.
And you're like, wait a minute. And then you put it together. You put two and two together. Oh, God. Yeah.
Fucking amazing.
Just fucking incredible. I would say that. I would say one of the scenes that sticks with me. And it's come back up in this past episode, but one of the scenes that sticks with me, and it will always stick with me, is the scene where Walter watches fucking Jane die, choking her own vomit. That's fucking, oh God, that's hard to watch. That is very hard to watch.
Another one that was kind of hard to watch is when they have him down in the lab, the big lab, and they just fucking take apart that one dude in front of him.
Mm.
That was fucking rough. It was just like, just the camera just hangs on it.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck.
Yeah.
That was rough.
Yeah.
I don't think it, I think hands down, it's how it ends with Gus.
What are your thoughts on this though? I mean, obviously there's two more episodes to go, but just from everything that's been thrown out there, this is one of, if not the greatest dramas on TV ever.
I think it's the best show on TV ever.
Oh, it's so like, fucking good.
By far.
Like, the whole thing this past week with I was a firm believer of the theory that that Walt's baby, the girl Holly, I was a firm believer that Holly was gonna die.
Yeah, it doesn't seem that way.
No,
at this
it doesn't
point.
Seem that way. But
without spoiling anything.
But I read a.
It certainly still happened.
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to happen, and I'll tell you why. Because I read this article that makes so much fucking sense, especially with watching this past episode. Is as soon as she called out for her mom when Walt took her, as soon as she called out for her mom, that was the death of Heisenberg. Like, that's symbolically, that was the death of Heisenberg, and that's what led to the phone call, the emotional phone call that he had with, because he knew the cops were there, and he wanted to get on record just to exonerate her from any wrongdoing, and that's why he took himself out of the whole fucking loop. Dude, un fucking believable. The acting is amazing. The writing is amazing.
The writing is insane.
Oh my
the way
God.
They just the way they're like closing, like tying up things is fucking sick. You don't see it coming at all.
Right.
And then when you realize like what the character's doing for what reasons, it's like all coming together. It's just it's fucking poetic, dude.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. You're like, oh shit, he's fucking getting her off the hook. Like, whoa, yeah. He's fucking, like, is he really upset? Oh my God, this is fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's really, really goddamn good.
Yeah, it's the greatest show ever. Simple. All right, let's move on. Well, we'll probably have to put a spoiler warning for however long that segment was at the beginning, so nobody gets angry. Normally, I wouldn't give a shit, but it is the greatest show in television history, and it deserves that respect, I think. Up next is Gregory Shields. He says, why Cleveland doesn't deserve an NFL franchise, and he posted this before they traded Trent Richardson. Spoiler alert.
That's funny. That's funny.
You know what? I feel like when you suck enough that you lose your team the first time, you don't get a second chance.
I see. I still feel bad for fucking Cleveland because the town doesn't deserve this. The town doesn't deserve this second-rate fucking Bush League shitty team. God.
Why did they leave the first time? Do we know? I don't really know the history of them.
I think it's because our Modell just saw more money somewhere. So he was like, oh, you know, we'll just, fuck it. We'll just go back to Baltimore. Just take it. Just go. I don't know. I don't know what the reason was exactly, but whatever. Yeah.
I mean, tough shit. You had a team. Obviously, the support wasn't there. Or was it? I don't know. I'm guessing it couldn't have been that great. I'm trying to look it up.
It could have been better, but still. It's one of those things where it's just like, ugh. God, you feel so bad. I mean, it's like one of those things. Like, Cleveland is just such a doom city. Cleveland can't seem to do anything right. I feel so bad for them.
Right. Okay, here it is. Yeah, he wanted a new stadium. Blah, blah, blah. Fans filed lawsuits.
How do you file a lawsuit as a fan?
I don't know. The 1995 season was a disaster on the field as well. After starting 3-1, they lost three straight. They finished 5-11, 1-8 record the 9 games after they announced that they were leaving.
Oof.
The fans in the dog pound became so unruly during their last home game that they had to change the direction that the team was headed towards the end zone. Like, you know, they switch every quarter. They literally had to switch it back so that they were not going in that direction for fearing of the safety of the players. Rows of empty seats were torn from the stadium and thrown on the field.
Lit
stalls and sinks in the restrooms were torn from walls. Fans set fires in the stands and assaulted security and police officers who tried to quell the growing fires. I guess they won, though. They won their last game. So that's good.
All right, so never mind. You guys blew it. You guys fucking blew that shit.
That's crazy. So, yeah, it actually got held up for like 3 years because of all the lawsuits. That's pretty crazy. So did they vote to build them a new stadium, and then they still decided to move? I don't know.
Yeah.
Exactly. Crazy. Whatever. Fuck Cleveland. Fuck the Browns. That's what I say. I don't give a shit. I have no sympathy for any shitty football teams, being a Dolphins fan forever.
Yeah.
So everyone can suck my balls. Joseph Ingram, Kinks, the band versus Sexual. I don't know much of the Kinks music. Ray Davies, right?
Yeah.
The lead singer of the Kinks.
Yep.
What do they do? Girl, You Really Got Me Now?
Was the Kinks like the Clash where they had like 3 albums and they were done?
Let's see.
Or something.
Probably. Kinks. English rock band, 1964, one of the most important and influential rock groups of the era.
I think everybody was in the 60s.
Yeah, right?
I don't think anybody... yeah, the Animals. Yeah, they were awesome. No, they weren't. They really weren't.
It's one of those bands, it's cool to say you like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah,
it's like
yeah.
Them, the Kinks, the Replacements.
The Replacements. The Kinks. I think the Clash, like I said, the Clash, the Kinks.
But the Clash work, right? So,
yeah.
And like, you can name more than, you know, two fucking Clash songs. I can only name one Kinks song.
Yeah.
Like, they just, like, flew under the radar, I guess. But, like, they're influential, man. You gotta get in there and listen. Shut up.
I honestly think that anybody that was... That had any kind of traction whatsoever during that era became influential. Whether they liked... Like, whether they wanted to be or not.
Yeah. They had tons of albums. They were around for, like, 30 years.
The Kinks?
Yeah. See? And you still can't name more than one fucking
exactly.
song with that.
But my
fuck them. They suck.
But that's my point. Is I think that you just—it's one of those things where it's like, all right, are you a legend or did you just stick around long enough?
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
I hear you. I'm gonna go with Sexual Kinks on this one.
Yeah, I'm in there too.
Yeah, depravity over a one-hit wonder any day.
Boom.
All right. Mark Perez also wants to know, tits, bee stings versus D cups.
That's easy.
Yeah, if you only had a choice between A's or D's, you got to go D's.
Yep, easily.
You get bored with A's real quick.
Yep.
B's, on the other hand, are nice.
Yeah, I'm a tit guy, man. I fucking love big tits. they're fun. It's amazing because you think about them and you think about them as at the most trivial level and they're just extra gobs of skin. Like they're
and tissue.
Yeah, they're nothing. They're just that everybody has them, yet some women have them greater than.
Yeah, it is. All the different shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
Oh.
It's like infinite possibilities.
Tits.
It's like one of those like little books where like you flip the heads and the middles and the legs, and you can make all different combinations.
Yeah.
Someone should make one of those, but with boobs.
Boobies.
That's good. That could be good. I could see hipsters buying that in Urban Outfitters. Like the booby flip book.
Yeah. Can I get a booby flip book and 3.5 Scullies, please? Thanks.
Let's go to Twitter real quick. Rob T, stupid face, stupid underscore face underscore Rob on Twitter. Ever shaved your balls? Seriously, or as a prank? I've never shaved my balls.
Oh, I have.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Do you do that regularly?
Oh, yeah. That you were talking about before about the itching.
Yeah.
Was it you don't know. You don't know itching. You don't know what you don't know what itching is.
Yeah. I mean, buzzer with a guard with the number one on it, but I'm way too scared to take
a... Yeah, you have to be steady surgeon hand.
Although, no, wait, I did have to do a portion of it for a certain procedure.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you rocked that?
So that's weird. So someone else literally cut in there.
Oh, wait, somebody else did that? Shaved?
Well, no. I had to shave the area first.
Oh.
But then they literally sliced it open and went in there, but I'm afraid to shave it with a razor. It doesn't make sense, does it?
That doesn't make sense at all.
And that was no problem either. Like, yeah, whatever. I'll be up here. I watched an episode of Comedy Bang Bang. It's done.
It's true, though. You're very true.
I was literally laughing.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None. Masters of None is brought to you by Simply Syndicated, lubricated by Blue Point Beer, and streaming live on morelikeradio.com.
Check out the website mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that much. Papa too many.
They had it. I think someone had it, and they were like, "We want that. We gotta get it."
You think they had to buy it?
would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they got they were going way far back.
Maybe they saw that.
Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back as we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.